Good morning, this is Doug Chabot with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Thursday, December 19th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by your Montana Chevy dealers and Cook City Super 8 Bear Claw Bobs. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. At 5 a.m., there's no new snow, just strong southwest wind gusting to 45 miles per hour and temperatures in the mid-teens. Today will remain windy and become cloudy as temperatures rise into the high 20s. Tonight, 1 to 2 inches will fall around West Yellowstone and Cook City with a dusting everywhere else. In the mountains around Big Sky to West Yellowstone, the snowpack is weak. Sugary snow near the ground continues to show signs of instability. Carl and I rode in the Lionhead on Tuesday and got large collapses on this layer. The snowpack was less than 3 feet deep and audibly whooped under our body weight. Alex found similar structure in Taylor Fork, and riders reported avalanches over the weekend. Dave had these facets break in stability tests during an avalanche class on Buck Ridge and heard a third-hand account of riders triggering avalanches on nearby slopes. Yesterday, the Big Sky Ski Patrol triggered an avalanche with explosives on this weak layer. Almost daily signs of instability and poor stability test scores can only be interpreted one way. Avalanches are still possible, and getting into steep terrain requires a serious assessment. For today in the Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, the entire Madison Range, and the Southern Gallatin Range, the avalanche danger is rated moderate. The mountains around Cook City have not gotten snow in the last 6 days, and avalanche activity has subsided since the weekend. There is still weakness lingering in the snowpack. Weak snow on an ice crust is buried 2 to 3 feet deep on many slopes, seemingly south to east facing. On Monday, Ian and I investigated a large slide on Mount Abundance that was triggered by a sledder who was unharmed, unlike his totaled sled. We posted photos of many avalanches that occurred on Saturday, December 14th. These slides on Mount Fox, Republic Creek, the Finn, and Crown Butte are reminders not to be complacent. Although slopes have become less sensitive to triggering, avalanches are still possible. Popular riding spots like the south face of Scotch Bonnet and south face of Mount Abundance have this weak layer and are suspect. For today, in the mountains around Cook City, the avalanche danger is moderate. Ride and ski with partners, watch each other, only go one at a time on steep slopes, and carry rescue gear. In the Bridger and Northern Gallatin ranges, the snowpack is generally stable. Yesterday, Ian skied into Divide Peak and found stable and similar conditions to Dave's trip to Mount Blackmore. West to southwest wind has been blowing strong all week and drifting snow. During the day and evening on Tuesday, natural avalanches released in the wind-drifted snow. A few similar slides in Highlight pulled off the ridgeline, and a much larger slide broke in wind-loaded terrain on Saddle Peak. There are still isolated pockets of wind-blown snow that could be triggered, and it's worth doing a quick stability test before getting an avalanche train. For today in the Bridger Range and Northern Gallatin Range, the avalanche danger is rated low. And if you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a message at 587-6984. And thanks for listening.